You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from all over the state of Wisconsin. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine, all the way up the coast in Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then completing the Yotter Hay Triangle in Madison at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. We are here for you this evening. This is Nightlight. We are in our second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Still ahead, we'll be talking about our question of the evening. Also, getting to a very important quiz from the Game Master, Dom Lee himself. This will be TGI. What's it called? TGI Friday?
It is TGI Friday or fraud.
There you go. That was Dom Lee right there. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to decide whether or not something's on a menu item or if someone has stolen money from the government. It's all coming up later on in the show. And then we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap here, where we get to your text messages and talk about what we've learned for the show and maybe even the week, but that's all coming up on this hour. If you missed anything from the first hour, including our great conversation with Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, listen to them at your leisure, take them all over the world. You can also download the Civic Media app and listen to us live, whether it's talk or sport, music. We got talk and music stations here. You can also contact us, text or call. You can also get your news updates from there as well. And speaking of text or calling, you can get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. So we still have ourselves a great show ahead. Got one more hour, and then we are kicking out of here to get to the weekend, my friends.
Oh, let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby. Let's get right into the question of the night. Dom, would you play the music a parity, please?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In yet another bid to find some sort of attention, President Trump, or I should say the people who love him so much, want to put his face on a non-existent $250 bill, which goes against laws and things like that. But the question we want to ask you is, whose face would you like to see on a commemorative $250 bill? There's no laws at stake here. You can put whomever you like. You can put yourself. You can put friends, family. You can put, I don't know, the chupacabra, for all we care. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want, it's your choice. Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, leave a comment on the live stream where we are streaming at the Facebook, at the YouTube, and the Twitter. So, Pete, what about you? Who would you put on a commemorative $250 bill?
Well, I've thought about this long and hard. The easy ones for me are Jimmy Carter. I'm also a big Teddy Roosevelt fan. Abraham Lincoln, you can make a case for. But I'm going with the king of salad dressings, Paul Newman, or Sidney Poitier. I'm going actor decent people who've done a lot for their fellow human, in addition to brought a ton to the art world. And those are my two. Or Bruce Springsteen. So those are my three, actually. I've got three.
That's what other countries have done. They've put luminaries from their country, writers and actors. Yeah. Well, I don't know if the actors, but like the people who've contributed from something other than politics. I think that's a very
absolutely
good idea. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Greg.
Dom, what about you?
I played a lot of soccer, and this guy influenced me the most.
Pele.
Not Pele or Maradona, neither of the two. I got to go Lionel Messi. I look up to Messi. Nice. I think he'd be perfect on the... the $250.
Is he even an American?
He is not, but that doesn't. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Just, yeah. Hey, does not matter.
My
you
guy.
Can put whomever you want on.
I love it, Dom. Yeah, now, that haircut, kind of reminds me of him a little bit, right?
It does, yeah. He has a nice fresh, he has a fresh buzz again.
Look at that, man. Come on. Love it.
Nobody has fresher haircuts than guys who play soccer, especially in like the Premier League. It's like they get a haircut before every single match.
Every week.
And it's always nice and it's tweet. Very, very nice. You know, honestly, like I put Martin Luther King on there. That'd be one for sure. I'm trying. I had a list and I can't find it anymore. But like, part of the reason I pick certain people would just be to annoy other people. Like, we're so hepped up about Donald Trump on the $250 bill, which to me is just so gross. I'm like, you know what? Let's put a bunch of people they would really dislike. Like E. Jean Carroll. Let's put her on the $250. I want to put a whole host of people, all of Trump's enemies. That's what I would love. You know, from his first wife to. Hey, you know what? You know what we need to do, guys? Here's a great idea. Here's a good idea. Donald Trump Jr. Could you imagine?
That would annoy Donald Trump more than E. Jean Carroll or his own kids.
Absolutely. Could you imagine unveiling it to the world and his son's greasy hair face with a little bit, just a little bit of booger sugar on the mustache right there on the $250 bill? Oh, my goodness gracious. That's my pick.
Yeah. I love it. I think that's great. We've got Dom. Did you see your dad's stream?
I did.
You want to lay that on the people?
He said Chuck Norris belongs on the $250 bill. There we go.
Why not a guy who can roundhouse?
There we go.
I can think of reasons why Chuck shouldn't, but hey.
Why not a great actor?
Okay, all right. Yeah, why not a great humanitarian who believed in everyone's rights? Yeah, why not? We got some other live stream comments, too. Daniel Berry Sports Highlights, 5851, says, what's up, all? Happy Friday. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, buddy.
Happy Friday. Let's see what else we got here. JB Thompson on the live stream says, rock and roll. Agreed.
JB Thompson is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
He's introduced me to a lot of guests. And I don't know what he's going for there with rock and roll, but I like rock and roll. That's awesome. Hey, and then he says, bring on the nightlight. Beautiful.
That sounds like a song Bruce Springsteen could sing. Bring on the nightlight.
Like in place of Thunder Road or something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's get on that. Let's get him to sing that. What do we have on the text line for answer? Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I take that back. Let's get to a phone call we have right now. Bob in West Dallas has an answer for us. Bob. Good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. What is your suggestion for the $250 bill?
Yeah, it is Greg and Pete over there?
Yeah, hey, it's Bob. Us. Yeah, hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob down in West Dallas. Listen, I had to go through County Stadium with the Packers before they went to Green Bay. I had to go through misery for years. Put Brett Favre on the $250 bill for all my pain and suffering of watching the Packers at County Stadium for all those years. How's that sound for you, boys?
Okay. Be careful. Yeah. Brett Favre might try to take that money from you to do something else, but we're just warning you. But that's a perfectly legit. All answers are legit.
Sounds like Bob would just
Pete
give him
Greg,
the money.
Hey, Pete and Greg, listen. He can take the $250 from me because he gave me a Super Bowl that I was waiting for. The Packers were the worst team in the league for 30 years since Super Bowl I and II. So he can take my $250. Hey, he can even take my wife out on a date. I don't care. Just bring me some more trophies and bring me some cheese curds, and I'm good to go.
I don't think we're going to beat that response during this show. Awesome stuff, Bob. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I hope his wife is aware
of this. Put Bob on the $250 bill.
Yeah, exactly. And it should be like, you know, go America. You know, it's a picture of Bob, and then above it is just like a thought bubble. It says, go Packers.
Exactly. I love that.
Thank you so much, Bob, for calling. Oh, and that was, by the way, the most West Dallas call that's ever happened. So, Dom, what do we have on the text line from the people out there in the world who want to let us know their thoughts?
Oh, we got quite a few texts tonight on this casual Friday. We got AJ listening in on WMDX says, Obama, if living presidents can be. I don't know what he said.
In this world, anyone can be.
Yeah, really.
Period.
Open to everyone. John Murray from Madison said, I saw the $250 bill. Bissett was showing it off in a butt-kissing interview yesterday. Dumb Butt has his own signature on it. My gosh, where does it end? Okay.
I mean, hopefully them going to prison, but that's just my thoughts. What now?
With that text.
Yeah. And then he said, I want the $250 bill to come out during this administration with Joe Biden on it.
That would be hilarious.
Don't hold your breath.
That would be hilarious. Oh, my goodness gracious. What else we got there?
He also said Donnie Diaper would lose what's left on his mind. Okay. Going crazy, John.
John's on fire.
Yeah. We got Al from Madison texting again, says, if Freedom Williams is doing it strictly for the money, he probably won't get paid anyways.
I mean, that's a very good point. But also something he said to the effect of, like, we're all about the people and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but if you're for the people and everyone loving your music, then you don't want to play there because the people putting on there hate the people. So
his fans are unhappy with him.
Yeah.
He's in a tough spot. He doesn't want to do it, supposedly.
Google.
But he doesn't want his fans to win. He's a troubled guy, it sounds like.
Google, seriously, if you want to have some fun, Google Freedom Williams toilet rant. I'm not kidding you. We can't repeat it here. It's hilarious.
Done and done.
And you also said it's a bad time given Trump's economy. True, AJ?
Yeah.
We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, feed me Seymour, these words I dread. The data centers must be fed. So the silly text I send your way, Bugs Bunny, for question of the day.
Oh, there you go.
That was awesome, really, Tyler.
Good. We got a poem.
Tyler,
hey,
man.
Guys. Hey, everybody out there. The bar has just been raised by Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids. My goodness gracious.
He thought Bob's call couldn't get any better. And I'm not saying those are deadlocked. Those are great texts.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we have any left on the text line? We can look over on Facebook in a moment.
Yeah, we still got a few more. We got Anna from Madison said, I would like to see Jimmy Carter on the $250 bill. He was a great man.
Agreed.
And then we also got Melissa from Willie Street said, I would love to see Theodore Roosevelt on the $250, hands down, one of our best presidents.
I'm really surprised he's not in any money whatsoever, period.
That's
very surprising to me. All right, go on.
No, go ahead. I was just going to go on a rant about Teddy. Show me another guy that's going to resign as the Undersecretary of the Navy and actually join the fight. Those guys don't exist anymore. I'm with you, Melissa. Hey, Teddy Roosevelt would fight at UFC 250 on the White House lawn were he still with us. That's
Teddy
the kind of man he was.
Teddy Roosevelt would stand in the octagon and say, you're going to really wear some stuff on your hands, you wimp? Come here.
Right.
Come here. Let me straighten you out.
4 ounce gloves, schmore ounce gloves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's just come in there fully suited up and just ready to fight.
I love it.
Let's do a couple more from the text line, then we'll switch it over to Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. We got John Murray texting in from WNMDX says, unfortunately, that would require Joe to die first based on the current law. But after the midterms, who knows what we can do with both houses? But that means we would have to have a proper election. It's so messy.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Let's do one more from John, then we'll move it over to Facebook.
And you also said, I wouldn't mind having Andre the Giant on the 250. He was a really good dude. See the doc, PBS, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, okay. I think it's on HBO. It's a really good documentary. He was such a lovely human being. Also,
that's good to know. I didn't know that.
Could drink a lot, like 14 bottles of wine in this.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. What do we got on the Facebook page there, Pete?
We've got, some great answers. Kristen Dassler Elfheim says, might as well be Alfred E. Newman at this point. That's good. She put a poster of Mad Magazine. Our pal Boris says, Guy Fieri. Sure. Why not? Josh Stewart says, probably the guy from Perfect Strangers. I don't know if he means Belky Bartakimus or Larry Appleton, but sure.
What? Oh, nice. Good job.
That's a good pull. And one more. Mike Murray put a picture of Jesus, although it could be Trump. it's hard to say. And he also put one of Santa Claus, and then Robert Bro put one of Caligula, and he did a superimposition of Hitler and Caligula and Trump all in once. He's not a fan of Donald Trump.
All right, we got to get going, pay some bills, and when we come back, we're delving into yet another quiz from the Game Master himself, Mr. Dom Lee. So don't go anywhere, because we're at Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close, my friends.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Though us, not me. It's us, the three of us. Coming to you live. Sure. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for letting us tag along.
Thank you. I'm... This is my show. I dominate things. All right. So we are coming to you live from all over the state. I'm coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine. Pete is coming to you from Marinette, Wisconsin. And Dom is coming to you from HQ at Madison. So we are here in the second hour. The Yadirhe Triangle has reunited again to play a wonderful, wonderful game that has been put together by our game master. Oh, yeah. Mr. Dom Lee, we do this every Friday. Now it sounds like we're doing this, like, I love doing the games. So it's a really good time. What do you got in store for us tonight, Dom?
Right. I'm going to give a little intro here. We are diving into the grease-soaked history of TGI Fridays, okay? some of these were real. Some I invented in about 45 seconds. Your job is to figure out which is which in TGI Friday or fraud. Okay, this is a competition again. All right, we're going back to it again. Pete's at four, Greg's at two. You guys are also tied with two as well. So let's do this thing. Let's start with the first menu item potentially. Ready? All right.
Take your hat.
Number one, was this menu item real or fake? Buffalo chicken wonton poppers. Was that real or was that fake?
I'm going to go right off and say, yes, it's true. Just feels like something America wants.
Chicken wonton poppers.
I don't even know what that...
I'll say no.
Say no. It is true. It is true. Greg's up one with the wonton poppers.
It sounded too busy.
That's exactly why I said true.
That sounds like a menu item when Mo converted the bar in The Simpsons to Mo's Super Happy Fun.
Because America doesn't just do one flavor, Pete. Correct. We do 30 flavors.
It's extreme.
Mm-hmm. And some of these are going to be weird. Some of these are going to be like, okay, I think I remember these. You know what I mean? So,
okay. Yeah.
All right, let's do number two. This is going to be real or fake. Cajun shrimp and chicken pasta. Was it on the menu or not?
I'm going to say yes. That sounds delicious.
Cajun shrimp and chicken pasta?
Oh, yes. I'm going to say true.
Cajun shrimp and chicken pasta.
What if they're all on the menu? What if they just get crazier and crazier, Pete, but they're all on the menu?
I'll say false.
Pete will say false, but that is false. It is true. It is true. It's real. Cajun shrimp and chicken pasta is real. So you guys are tied up now. 1-1.
They're putting the shrimp and the chicken together in the same dish?
No, mm-hmm. I said true.
And it
is
true.
On both of those.
You said true.
Yeah, so
you got
you're up 2-0. Greg's up 2-0, right?
He is up 2-0.
I'm up 2-0.
Oh, man, see, I'm already messing up here. Okay.
See, what is the real record on our games then? I'm calling that into question.
Nope, you can't question that. It's done.
All right. Yep. All right. Let's keep it going here. Number three, egg salad sandwich. Is that real or is that fake?
It's going to make me barf.
Egg salad sandwich.
Not real.
As in it doesn't exist at all?
Not to me. It's dead to me.
I'm going to say it's not on the list. Again, it goes back to the idea. It's just too simple.
And it is actually a real thing. That was a real TGI Friday on the menu. It was an egg salad sandwich.
You can have the crazy shrimp wonton Chinese poppers or the pasta with every kind of meat or the egg salad sandwich. That does not sound like it fits.
I don't understand how that was.
I mean, I love an egg salad, but it also feels like it's serving people who are like, I just want a sandwich. Give me a sandwich.
Yeah, it just seems so simple.
I don't like this, Dom.
We're going to keep going, okay? We're going to keep going.
Okay.
17 more questions.
We have 16 more questions. All right. Loaded chili cheese croissant. Was that a real menu item or was that not a real menu item?
I'm going to say loaded. Wait, say it one more time.
Loaded chili cheese croissant.
Ooh, listen to the way he just said that there, Pete.
Thanks.
I know.
I try.
Croissant.
He's bilingual.
Croissant.
Do what you gotta do.
Just reminds me of the old Dennis Leary joke where he goes, France gave us the croissant, we turned it into the Chris sandwich. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, you said false, right, Pete?
I did.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
And Pete is correct. It is false.
I knew it.
It is
false.
There will not be a shutout.
I knew I was going to be wrong. I knew it was too many in a row.
That's
kind of why I did it too.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to keep it going.
John Murray got it right too. He said fake.
He's playing along.
He's playing.
He always plays along. I love it. All right. Question five. The electric lemonade. Was that a real menu item or was that?
Oh, that's real. That sounds like something someone in a boardroom came up with and said, this is how we can charge more money. Yeah, true.
It's electric.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Electric lemonade. I'll say false.
You'll say false. It is true. Sweet and sour vodka drink. It is true. That was, yep. Greg, that was good. That was good play.
I can't catch up.
Yep, it is 3-1. It's going to be.
You get plenty of time, buddy. I've seen you. I've seen you come.
You've
I've
seen you do rally.
Yeah, I've seen you rally, buddy. I've seen you rally.
All right, I think we still have time for one more.
Okay.
The Bourbon Bacon Volcano
true,
Burger.
True.
Oh, I hope that exists.
Yeah, true. That's a true. That's,
the Bourbon Bacon Volcano Burger?
Yes.
I know the commercial in my head. I'm not saying there is one. I'm just saying the Bourbon Bacon Volcano. I can see this commercial in my head. It's true. And if it's not, to GIF, it's totally missing out.
John says fake, and I'm going to go with fake just because I'm going to go with fake.
Well, it is fake. It is a fake thing. I made it up. I had no idea what that is. Greg, I'm so sorry.
Tom, you should be on the marketing team for some of these.
I know. Doesn't that sound good?
I feel like if we go if you Google that, I bet you it appears on some chain restaurant in America. Someone put all of those words together in a dartboard and be like, that's the name of it now.
So good,
I like John Murray goes, these are bad products. Yeah, totally, sir. No doctor recommends that except for the egg salad. It's good every once in a while. All right, when we come back after the news, we're going to continue TGI Friday or Fraud. That's the name of the game put together by the game master himself, Mr. Dom Lee, right here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close. We're having fun. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining us. We're coming to you live from all over the state. I myself, Greg Bach, here at Radio Park in Racine. All the way up in Marinette, Wisconsin, is Mr. Pete Schwabe, a.k.a. Christmas. I would call it the mayor of Christmas City, USA, because if you're trying to get the thing going, I would say you're in charge. So you are the mayor of Christmas City, USA. And then all the way over at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos, and we are your Yadder Hay Triangle. Pete, did you have a thought on your mayorship, your run for office?
Steve Genesot is technically the mayor of Marinette, but if it ever does become Christmas City, I'm throwing my hat in the race, Steve. I'm gunning for you.
There you go. Absolutely. It's wonderful. Folks, again, we have ourselves another Text to Win contest coming up starting on Monday. It is the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We will talk more about the prizes involved next Monday when we start, but that means you want to get that Civic Media app on your device because that's how you participate, by texting in the keywords when we give them to you. You will have 7 chances throughout each day for the duration of the contest, and the prizes are fantastic. We'll talk more about those specifically when we get to Monday, but let's focus on Friday. It's Casual Friday. It's the show. We're having a good time. It's Nightlight. We're in the middle of yet another great quiz by the game master himself, Dom Lee. This one is TGI Friday or Fraud. My goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So, and right now the score is I'm winning. And so,
3-2. 3-2.
Yeah, I know. Not for long. Let's face it.
I mean, no, Greg's duck.
Let's be real.
All in due time. Are you ready to start this up? Ready to do this thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this.
There you go.
All right.
There
you go. This is number 7, all right? Is it real or is it fake? Frozen strawberry margarita pie. Real or fake?
I'm going to say real. I'm going to say real.
Sounds good. I'll say real as well.
And you guys are both correct. It is real.
I love
sounds
the way
delicious.
Yeah, actually it does.
It does sound
so I wonder if it's like a creamy. You think it's like a creamy pie? Like it's like a. Like it's almost like an ice cream pie.
Yeah, it's like that a filled really pie from one of the pictures.
It's got to be. Or it can't be on the rocks. It's got to be blended.
Yeah, it's gotta be on the rocks. All right, let's keep it going. It's okay. 4-3 now. Number 8, Southwestern pizza loaf. Real or fake?
That's so gross. I'm going to say false.
False. You had me until loaf.
Loaf is awful. Loaf should never be on any menu.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even listen to meatloaf, okay? Seriously.
Do you want us to pinch you off some of this loaf of... it's terrible. You can't put loaf on a menu.
Oh. You guys are correct. It is not real. It is a fake.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get you there.
I take back what I said about your marketing skills, Don.
Yeah, that was tried there and failed.
Can I ask a really quick question? And you don't have to tell me which ones, of course, because that would negate the quiz. Mm-hmm. Are all false items completely made up by you?
Yes. I kind of just completely, just brainstormed a few false ones here.
All right.
Let's keep it going. We're on number 9.
Those are Dom's falsies. Go ahead.
We have 11 left.
Okay.
Real or fake, fried mozzarella twists, real or fake?
I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, that's real. That seems like that got someone.
Twisted, though.
That sounds like someone, like a string cheese?
Yes. It would, yeah. It would be, I can't, that's all I'm going to give.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't give it away.
Pete,
like
I feel
that.
Like that's okay. I'm saying true.
But I think Dom is saying yes because that's what he had in his head when he made it up. So false.
I like that idea, but it is real. Greg is up.
Oh
man, he is up 2 now. 6
up
to
2.
4.
I cannot close the gap. All right,
okay. It's all right.
Good job.
You live and you learn. We got 10 left. All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Real or fake? Ultimate onion blossom stack. Is that a real menu item or is it not? Ultimate.
It is
onion
a real
stack.
Thing. I just don't know if it's to GIF. It might be a different restaurant. I've had this before. It's one of those items where people say we could order the Tower of Onion Rings. Like that's the impression. I'm gonna say false.
Yeah.
I'm saying false, and I'll tell you why after the answer.
Tell me the name of the product again, Dom.
It is the Ultimate Onion Blossom Stack or Stacks.
Well, is it stack or stacks?
It's stack.
Stacks would intimate all you can eat.
Okay. I can just give it. Yes, it is false. It is false.
Mm-hmm. Tom gave it away.
Because that may not be the same name, but that item exists at a other hamburger restaurant that rhymes with Schmed Mobbin.
Really?
Oh okay. Yeah, it's just onion rings on a big stick.
Oh, that's where they stack. Yes,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Right.
And people like go gaga. They're like, we could get that. I'm like, it's like no offense, but like it's just onion rings. It's just you want the present. It's like when they make guacamole at your table, people go gonzo for them. Like
right.
It's guacamole, but even more expensive now because there's they're watching the labor happen.
You get to see how the guaca sausage is made. The Tower of Onion Ring cracked me up too, because you're right. It's totally like, oh my God, that's a food I've eaten thousands of times, but they're on top of each other now.
Yeah,
what
totally.
The hell? I'll take another round of onion ring stackers over here.
Well, yeah, I didn't even think of that because I completely made that one up. So I guess it is a real thing.
Okay.
Well, you're about to get sued by Red Robin.
I know, right? Oh, geez.
So is it 5-4 now or 5-4, right?
It's 5-3. It's 5-6. 5-6. Greg is up 6.
Okay.
P is up 5. Let's keep it going here. We got Mississippi Mud Pie. Was that a real item on TGI Friday's menu or not?
True.
Yes, true.
Real. I don't say I'm true.
Although you did say on TGI Friday's menu or not.
I know.
You also said you made all these up if they're not. So I agree with Greg. True.
I'm going to say true.
Both said true. It is true. It is true.
Yeah, I actually kind of remember that one.
So it's 7-6 now. Right 7-6.
Right after your slice of frozen strawberry margarita.
Sounds so good.
Pie cake.
Exactly.
We're going to keep it going here. Ultimate potato skins. Is that real or is that fake?
I feel like, come on, that has to be true. Like ultimate potato skins, that just sounds like something that someone yells out after they say, let's get some apps.
I got that kid with the new haircuts, ultimate potato skins here. Order up. I'll say, I know they had potato skins there because they were delectable. I don't know what technically they were called, but I'll say true.
And Greg, you said true?
I said true, yeah.
You said true. It is true.
Okay.
Good job. You guys are going on a heater here. You guys are on a heater. It is 8-7. 8-7. We're going to keep it
just
going.
Those points are just stacking up like an onion blossom tower of tasty.
Man, you guys are doing good. This is, I think we got 7 left here. Whiskey.
Jeez.
We got a lot here. We got whiskey peppercorn meatloaf melts. Was that a real menu item or was that not?
Again, you had me till the melt.
Oh,
peppercorn.
See,
say it again, though.
Whiskey peppercorn meatloaf melts.
I can again say true. It just sounds like a cavalcade of like combining flavors that people just think, well, why not?
That many flavors, it's a can't miss.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say true as well.
It is actually false.
Oh, oh for
actually false. Pete, you should have stuck with your gut there. Oh, okay. All right, no points.
I'm bad at that.
No points, no points. Let's see if John Murray's still going here.
John checked out a while ago.
He's done. He's done.
On it.
He said these are bad products. At one point.
Yeah. I would agree. All right, Turkey Club croissant. Was that a real menu item or was it not?
Real.
Oh. Quick there.
I was going to say real as well.
It is real. It is real. Yep. Yes, that was there a quick one. That was a quick one.
See, now we're getting to the point. Greg could just play defense here and solidify the win.
Yeah, he's still up by one.
I'm not
that
strategic. If you think I'm that smart, no.
No, it's just a strategy. It has nothing to do with intelligence, you know.
All right. We got five left. Ramos Gin Fizz. Was that a real menu item or was that not?
Ramos Gin Fizz.
Oh, man.
I'll say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say false.
And Pete has tied you, Greg. It is real. It is real.
I feel like Greg threw that one.
That's a real thing. It's I didn't.
I really wanted to. I wanted to believe because I just felt like the Ramos. Yeah, it just felt. Yeah.
That was the one variable where I was on the fence. But okay.
Okay. So it's 9-9 right now. 9-9. We're getting down to the wire here. No pressure. Everyone, stay calm.
Okay.
Four more questions left. The Great American Hot Dog Platter. Was that a real menu item or was that a fake menu item?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real too.
You guys got it. It is real. It is real. Oh my God.
What's the score now?
You guys are tied right now. 10-10. No, it's
10-10. Of course it is.
Or 10-10.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. That's how it works. It's always, it's.
You guys are so close. Okay. The Velvet Hammer Sundae. Was that real or was that fake?
I'm going to say no. I'll take the loss, but that just seems like a really bad idea to name something that.
If you're naming a sundae, where would the word hammer come in? The Velvet Hammer Sundae, unless it was named after a specific noun, like a pro.
He's thinking.
The Velvet Hammer Sundae.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say true.
It is true. Wow.
Oh,
what a play. What a play. Oh my. It's a frosty delicacy with a hint of mystery. That is what
a hint of mystery? What does that mean? Is that like hammer in it?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but that was on the menu.
That would make me run for the hills if I read that title and then said hint of. I'm like, I don't want to know what the mystery. I don't want to try to figure it out. Goodbye. Whoa. I'm taking my business to Chili's.
Don't tell me how you got there. Just serve it.
Exactly.
Put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Am I up?
You are up
you
by
are
one.
You are up by one.
Yeah, we have two. We only have two left. All right, left. The Texas chili pie fries. Was that a real thing or was that a fake thing?
Chili pie.
You know what? I'll just go Gonzo. I'll say yes, it's true.
I'll say false.
It is false. Wow. Pete has come back here. He has
and
come
back. And that's
it. That's
back. The game.
That's the game.
That's the game.
There's no need to do there's one more here. It's the Jack Daniel's burger. I don't know if you guys.
That's true.
It is.
That's,
yep.
I would say true as well.
It is true. It is true. Pete won.
So I lost by one.
Oh my gosh. You came back.
You lost by two.
What?
Sorry, I'm just saying.
No, you were ahead by
didn't
one.
Didn't he lose by two?
No, he just lost by one because he got that last one right.
I just got an answer. I just gave an answer.
He
has the last.
He got it right. He got it right.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Yeah, you did. Good Lord. All right. Before we get out of here, let's.
Dom?
Yeah, it's a great game. I love it. I love nothing more than. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, folks. Well, that is yet another of our nightly games. I thought we gave
Dom
it. Didn't
quizzes?
We give it a name?
Nightly
Dom?
Games?
I think it's a Dom quiz. Yeah, I think so.
Stu from Jefferson in the 608 says Velvet Hammer is an anesthesiologist term.
Gee.
That sounds
indeed.
Now that I believe. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We pretty much are doing this every Friday with a new game crafted by our game master, Mr. Dom Lee. So we're going to take a really quick break, pay some bills. And when we come back, not only is it casual Friday, but we're heading our way into the nightcap where we're going to talk about your text messages about our question. Whose face would you like to see on the commemorative $250 bill? Well, also, wish a very happy birthday to one of our best friends in the entire world. You know it. You may live it, too.
We're going to keep you in suspenders, though, right? We're not going to. I love how you tease that.
Thank you very much. You know, some say I'm okay at my job. Send an email. Let me know. All right, folks, we got to get out of here real quick. When we come back, of course, we'll be here Nightlight getting the nightcap. But stay tuned. Stay close. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining us as always. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. Of course, we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You also can get a hold of us by getting the Civic Media app, which you'll need for the Text to Win contest. I'll talk more about that in a little bit, but we are officially in the nightcap. Let's get to the last minute responses on the question of the night, which is, whose face would you love to see on the $250 commemorative bill? We got some more text messages left here. Don, what do we got?
Yeah, we got a few more. We got John Murray texting in on WMDX, says, think we can get Don the mathematician to give us all 1,000% markdown on the first round of his special personal 250s. I think yes. Okay.
All right. There you go. There you go. All right. There we are.
He says, like his drug prices, only I can do this, never in American history, blah, blah. Okay.
blah, blah.
Then we got Melissa from Willie Street texting in, says, ooh, we can also design the back of it, too. We can put all the pedos, continuing with Greg's theme. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just hearing your name mentioned like that is weird.
Isn't it? Like that made me just like my whole body just went, oh no. What else we got?
Greg, you were talking about pedos before.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know what I'm talking about.
Let's see what else. We also got John Murray also texting and saying Tyler's poem was awesome. Kudos, Tyler. Very awesome. Very nice. Awesome there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But I
there's
think
one
we got,
more at the bottom there from Nick.
Well, I think we also got a poem from
quite a few here.
John Murray.
Where's that? Oh, there it is. Yes. When Trump makes 250s with his pick in his name, it screams of mental disease and hurts our collective brain. Not by Tyler.
There you go.
We have dueling. This show already has an official dentist. I think we need a poet laureate, and John and Tyler can battle it out.
I love this idea. Oh, so good. Love this idea so very much. All right,
challenge made.
We got one more.
Yeah, we got one more.
Oh, boy.
We got Nick from Marshall saying Bill Clinton or Bruce Springsteen. Very good.
There you
very
go. Nice. Excellent. Lovely. Excellent. Excellent. All right. What do we have on the Facebook page there, Pete?
We've got a couple stream comments I want to get to here. Lil Irv says Reagan for the 250. Thank you, Lil Irv. And then he also says, Dom, nice cut or nice cut.
Cut, yeah.
He likes your haircut. Yeah.
There you go.
Dom
there
is on the phone, Lil Irv. Otherwise, I'm sure he would agree because he paid for it. And then on Facebook, we got Brian Fior says Morgan Freeman.
Nice.
That's a great one. Jay Campbell says Groucho Marx, maybe my favorite answer of the night. And Cash Money Carl, our new pal, says I'm probably due for an upgrade. He put his own face on a $100 bill. And the honey's nice, but the 250 Cash Money, that's where you want to be. And with your name, that's what you should be.
If you go to where Cash Money Carl is, you will find those. Everywhere. So I do like what Nick also said in the live stream. He says Yadier Hay triangle merch is needed. I'm not a graphic designer, so you're on your own. Thanks, Nick.
Okay. Yeah. And nice to meet you too, Nick.
A lot of fresh ideas.
And then Ian on Facebook says Sojourner Truth. All right. Wow. Nice array of answers we've gotten. This is awesome.
Fantastic. I love that very much. We would get on to more right now before we talk about what we learned. Let's take to a caller really, really quick. We only got a few minutes here. Melissa from Willie Street wants to clear her name. Melissa?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Absolutely.
The floor is yours.
Hello, hello. Oh, my God. I did not say that you were talking about pedos. I was going with Greg's theme of, like, Trump's enemies. And
there you go.
That,
okay.
I had to call because I knew my text wasn't going to get through fast enough.
Well, I'll say this. What we'll do is we'll put on the front of it, we'll put Trump's face, and on the back, we'll just put all of the pertinent Epstein files on the back of the 250.
Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for calling.
Thanks, Melissa.
We really appreciate it. Enjoy Willie Street. we have any other messages from anybody else, or are we good to go?
I think we're good.
All right. All right, Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that it is Wisconsin's birthday, Greg. I am a proud resident of Wisconsin. I'm a transplant. I haven't been here as long as you, but I love this state. Happy birthday, Wisconsin. I think we're like 180?
We were founded in 1848, so 100 plus...
78, maybe.
We're almost... Yeah, it's 178. Yeah, you're right.
178 and a half.
178. Yep, I had to do that math in my head. Sorry, everybody. That's called...
So did I. It was
math
brutal.
Dead air. All right. Well, happy birthday, Wisconsin. We love you very, very much. And whether you just lived here for a week or you lived here your entire life, you are welcome. Escape to fun. All right, Dom, what about you?
I learned that Jimmy Cuska knows everything all the time. He knows everything about sports to movies. He's just a very knowledgeable guy, and I want to be like Jimmy.
There you go.
And check out Make the Call this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
on Civic
absolutely.
Media.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Cool.
What did you learn?
What am I? I learned that I am terrible at quizzes as usual, which is fine, you know, and also I'll say this too, and this is just for fun, I'm not everybody's taste, so there you go, but Nick, I see you, and I adore you, buddy. All right, thank you so much. No, it's great. I'm so happy to be on the show with you guys. It really does mean the world to me, and I learn something every single show. So, folks, do not forget... next Monday, we are going to be diving into the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. So make sure you have that Civic Media app on your device. You must have that to participate. And next week, we'll be speaking to Fairmaps Wisconsin about their rally, as well as the importance of independent redistricting commissions within this state and other states. So you want to come back for that. As always, we want to thank Tucker and Dom and Traffic and Engineering for all the work they do, making sure our microphones turn on. We also want to thank everyone who called, texted, everyone who left a comment on the live stream, everyone who emails their thoughts to the show, you truly mean the world to us, whether you like us or not. It's wonderful to have you here, part of the fun. Folks, we got to get on out of here, but have yourself a fantastic, relaxing, amazing weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Pete, please say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin. Happy birthday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.